We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday as we begin to ramp up the weekend covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, here from Las Vegas, Nevada, the gaming capital of the world, from the South Point studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the gaming capital, and of course, on the South Point Studio streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show this morning. And we welcome everybody else listening on all those different platforms that we have to deliver our show to you, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. Here in town, if you're running around, you can turn on your radio in your car, and we're here, our local anchor radio station for Race Day is Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And we have not forgotten about your devices, your iPhones, Androids, and Google phones. You can get your apps at your app store, your specific app stores. And of course, the KSHP app will allow you to listen through the radio station, and the YouTube app will get you to see and hear us through the YouTube app on your phone. So we welcome you to the show however, wherever, whenever. Well, along with some Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks preps for the weekend, we are, of course, in the big Sweet 16 battle. in the college basketball championship, the basketball tournament. And, of course, half of the Sweet 16 was done yesterday. Today, the other part of the Sweet 16 will be done. And then when we get to Saturday and Sunday, we'll go to 8 teams down to 4. And by the time we get to next weekend, we'll have the Final Four in the college basketball. And, of course, there's also the USFL football is starting today as well, another football league. So there's a lot going on, but we're concentrating on horse racing, obviously. And with the horse racing scene going on, we're getting into the nitty-gritty as far as the Kentucky Derby prep races are concerned. We've got a couple of 100-pointers this weekend and big stakes racing days at both Oaklawn Park and at Gulfstream Park. Remember, Gulfstream Park closes its championship meeting on Sunday, which means that what is ever left in all of the pools, any carryovers going on in all of the pools, everything is a mandatory shove-out-the-door payoff on Sunday. So the Rainbow Jackpot could be carried over until Sunday, and if that is the case, then it won't be a jackpot anymore. It'll be just a big, fat, nice payoff for the best tickets on the Pick 6 on Sunday. But before that, we've got a whole bunch of great stakes races coming up. Gulfstream Park will have 10 stakes races over a 14-race card. Now, we've been talking about the Derby preps, and we've been talking about the Oaks preps as well. But there's a lot of good stakes races on the undercards on both Gulfstream Park and at Oaklawn Park, where we'll have the Arkansas Derby and the Fantasy for the preps and points for the Derby and Oaks, respectively. But they have 6 stakes races overall at Oaklawn Park tomorrow. And among them, there'll be a Grade 1, a Grade 2, and a Grade 3, and 3 other stakes races as well. Now, talking about the weather, it looks like the weather will be fine in Florida for the racing at Gulfstream Park. But we're really keeping an eye on the state of Arkansas, of course, Hot Springs, Arkansas, where Oaklawn Park is located, because there's a lot of activity going on as far as the weather is concerned going through that area. But we just don't know at all if it's going to make it there by tomorrow or not. A lot of the predictions, the predictions have it that there'll be a lot of what you would call the action as far as the weather, the precipitation, etc. Looks like it's going to come in late Saturday night and early into Sunday, which would, of course, will be okay with the Saturday card at Oaklawn. But if that front starts speeding up across the nation, then we might be in for a little bit of hairy weather as far as it's concerned with Oaklawn Park. So we'll wait and see about that. And, taking a look at some of the satellite versions computer programming for it. Right now, going over the state of Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of Arkansas, there is rain going on. It may hit or miss in Hot Springs, however, because it's kind of a dicey through there. But we're talking about tomorrow's racing at Oaklawn Park, so we'll wait and see about that. In any case, want to thank Jonathan Ardoon, our handicapper. 2 days in a row he gave us a horse, and both times the horse paid a nice price. Jonathan came with the 8th race winner at Gulfstream Park yesterday, an Air Combat. John Velasquez's 2nd win of the day there for Marty Drexler paid $8.40. I want to thank Jonathan for that. We got him on a streak now. Let's keep the mojo going through the weekend. As far as Gulfstream Park yesterday was concerned, Velasquez got his first winner for George Weaver in the 2nd race, paying $8.40. And then Messiel Jaramillo won 2 races in a row. He won the 3rd race for Antonio Sano, came back in the 4th race and won that and paid $12.40. That 3rd race winner, his first win of the day, was one of 2 mounts that Tyler Gaffleone had that replacement riders took over and won races with. Gaffleone's mount in the 9th race won that race under Joel Rosario, paying $4 even. So Gaffleone missed 2 winners at least yesterday at Gulfstream as he sits out an injury for an ankle injury that happened a couple of days ago. Also, Ired Ortiz Jr., remember he had multiple winners on Wednesday. He came back with three in a row yesterday. So he's racking it up. He won the fifth race with Saucer's Silver for Dale Romans and paid $260 there. Big prohibitive favorite. But I got to tell you right now, Saucer's Silver ran the six furlongs in 109-1. That's stake horse time in that part of the country. Sorcerer's Silver, a three-year-old that you're going to hear from a little bit later on. Sorcerer's Silver won easily and won in fast time in the fifth race under IRAD for Dale Romans in that fifth race. Sixth race, Ortiz came home with the Carlos David trainee paying $560, and they wrapped up his trio three in a row in the seventh race with Jose D'Angelo's trainee paying $520. So it was kind of a day with the short prices. As a matter of fact, in the entire card, the highest priced winner on the entire card was the fourth race, paying $1,240. So the pick six didn't pay much. Paid $168 and change yesterday at Gulfstream. Well, on today's show, we have Jonathan Hardoon, we've got Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. One note of interest, and this is a note of interest. Again, when we talk about the politics of horse racing, when things happen in horse racing as far as political or regulations are concerned, it does trickle down to the end user, which is us. Sooner or later, we pay the price for all of the political stuff that goes on as well. So when we talk about things that are happening in racing and you say to yourself, well, you know, does that really affect me, a gambler? It will, trust me. And one of those things that happened was in the last couple of days, the Louisiana Supreme Court ruled that those horse racing machines that are at fairgrounds and in the state of Louisiana, those slot machines are they're unlawful. They're unconstitutional, as the way the Supreme Court judge ruled, and so those slot machines at the fairgrounds, they can't use them anymore until they get approval from the voters. So that might take a while. So the horse racing slot machines provide about $6 million in money to the fairgrounds horsemen in purses. And as a result of that, Churchill Downs Incorporated, which owns fairgrounds, stated that they're going to cut the purses for the next fairground meeting 25%. That means it's going to trickle down to the entries. It's going to trickle down to us players playing the races. So we'll wait and see about that. But those horse racing slot machines that they have, it's a variation of a slot machine, but they call it the horse racing machines. They are also there in Kentucky. So this could be a ruling that is much far more reaching than Louisiana. But as far as the Louisiana Supreme Court is concerned, they are unconstitutional in the state of Louisiana. And until the voters voted in, no more money from the slot machines, the horse racing machines, being put into the purse money or any improvements at the fairgrounds. Thank goodness that the fairgrounds closed up shop already, and we'll have to wait and see what the next meet holds. But that's some news that could be important and could have ramifications for other parts of the country. We'll wait and see. All right, anyhow. Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J are with us for handicapping the races, of course, today and looking ahead. And, of course, we got your racing menu as well. As far as the weather, as I say, the only racetrack that may be affected with any weather today as far as the map looks, it will be right around Arkansas. Florida is clear, New York is clear, and all parts of California are clear for racing there. We'll just have to wait about that to weather at Oaklawn Park for tomorrow's big Saturday card there that features the Arkansas Derby and the Fantasy Stakes with the points, 100 points each for the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby. All right, as far as the weather is concerned here, it's 59 degrees right now outside, 59, and we're going to get up to 73. We cool down a little bit because we have a cloud cover. We have a small percentage of maybe a little rain this morning, and then it's going to clear out and it'll be fine. We had a lot of wind yesterday, but right now it's not, just maybe a little breeze, but 59 degrees, going to get up to 73 today. Looks like that's the way it's going to be. Those temperature ranges will be for the rest of the weekend with the sunny skies coming. And all I can say, it's always fast, firm, and perfect. in the race and sports book. So without any further ado, we'll get started with our first break. And when we come back, we're off to the races. Get your racing menu, etc. So don't go away. And don't forget, get on YouTube, get on our page, South Point Studios, get on the page on YouTube, hit the race day icon, get on our page broadcasting, and then you could start chatting away if you want to by simply, checking in. If you check in and subscribe, which is free, if you're not already a subscriber, then you can start chatting away, and they're already chatting on our chat room, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Do want to remind you, though, and I was reminded by Jeffrey on the chat room, that the Kentucky Supreme Court ruled against the horse racing machine several years ago in Kentucky, but that went through the legislature, and they approved it, and they enacted the law that made it legal there. And so that's, the same route they're going to have to take for Louisiana. But there may be other states that have these type of machines that this could raise a little bit of an eyebrow. So what they're going to have to do, and any one of the other states that have it, is simply put, they're going to have the voters vote on it. Really that simple. But for right now, until Louisiana gets this done, they're going to cut the purse values there at Louisiana Downs. Thanks a lot, Jeffrey, for reminding me about that. And now we'll get started with our racing menu for today. The racing menu, of course, has the first post times as they reflect here in the race book here in the South Point, and we are in the Pacific time zone. So therefore, the first post times on the menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. If you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're not, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss mom and dad. Just tweak it out to wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone times. You'll get it right. Okay, we begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 8 races today. They have a first post time of 9:10 at Laurel today for their 8 race card. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $3,127. And their first post time at Tampa Bay for 9 races set at 9:30. Gulfstream Park, getting down to the nitty-gritty here. 3 days left today, tomorrow, and Sunday to their championship meeting. Today they got 9 races at Gulfstream. First post time at Gulfstream is at 9:50. By the way, I got to remind you, it's going to be really early post time tomorrow at Gulfstream. Real early. Won't be 9:50, that's for sure. It's 9:50 today for the 9 races, though. And Gulfstream Park's pick 6 jackpot carryover, the Rainbow Jackpot carryover, stands at $121,662 for today. That's sitting there today. If it doesn't get taken down with one winning ticket today and or tomorrow, then by Sunday, it's just the best tickets will chop up everything out the door. First post time at Gulfstream today is at 9:50. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. As far as the weather there at Aqueduct, they say mostly cloudy, 52 degrees by post time. The track is fast at Aqueduct. There are no carryovers there today. They have 8 races at the big A, and first post time is at 10:10. Oaklawn Park has 11 races today. They got a couple of nice stakes races today at Oaklawn. The $145,000 overnight stakes race, an overnight stakes race, is the 8th on the card. At a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, a field of 8 before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is I'm Just In Just My Heels with Rafael Bejarano. That's the 2-1 favorite in that overnight stakes race. overnight stakes for $145,000. Pretty good. And then the $200,000 Temperance Hill at a mile and a half on that main track for four-year-olds and up. 11 go to the post time. Obviously, the main, they only have a main track there. But it's a mile and a half, the Temperance Hill today. A marathon stakes race for $200,000. It's the 10th on the card. You have 11 entered in the race before any scratches. And by virtue of the morning line, it tells you it's a wide open event. The 4-1 morning line favorite is Game Warden with Ramon Vasquez aboard. First post time at Oaklawn for 11 races today is set at 10:30. Sunland Park has 11 races, and they got a couple of $150,000 stakes races today at Sunland. The New Mexico Breeders Derby is the 8th race on the card at a mile and 1/16 for three-year-olds. 6 are entered, and the 2-1 favorite there is Mojica. Then a couple of races later, the $150,000 New Mexico Breeders Oaks is the 10th race on the card at a mile and 1/16 for three-year-old fillies. 8 go to the post before any scratches, and the 3-1 favorite in that race is 45, the name 45. 11 races today at Sunland, and a first post time of 11:25 at Sunland Park today. Santa Anita gets back into action today. Santa Anita has 9 races, and they have a pick 6 carryover. Remember, they left it on the table on Sunday, so you have a pick 6 carryover today at Santa Anita, a regular pick 6 carryover. $71,790 in the pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita. 9 races today. First post time is at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock this afternoon. Penn National kicks in next. Penn National has a first post time of 2:45. They've got 10 races today at Penn National. 2:45 first post time there. Turfway Park has 8 races and full fields as they continue with big full handicap fields there. 2:55 is the first post time at Turfway Park. They got a super high 5 carryover of $1,401. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $15,340. And a first post time at Turfway is at 2:55 for their 8 races. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown that has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $80,378. 8 races at Charlestown. First post time is at 4 p.m. That's your racing menu for today. Let's get out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. You know, it's a little bit between the winter-type weather that we had into springtime weather. You know, we go flexing back and forth, but it'll be okay for this weekend.
Well, that's good. It's starting to warm up on the East Coast as well. So.
New York, you know, I got to tell you, I was surprised when a couple of, about last week, I noted that there are no stakes races at all in New York, even on the weekends, until we get to the Wood Memorial, which is coming up, I guess, next weekend.
April 5th.
Yeah.
April 5th. I think they have 5 or 6 stake races next Saturday.
But no, so that races for the last couple of weekends.
No. This weekend, at least the field sizes are big, Ralph. Tomorrow, I think they have 10 or 11 races and all full fields, so that's good. It's good. Yeah. You know, the last couple of weeks, the cards have been not very good, including today, to be honest with you. But tomorrow, a drastic change.
Well, it's a little bit lean as far as the racing is concerned in Southern California at Santa Anita as well.
Yeah, the quality of racing, certainly not what it's been in the past, that's for sure.
Let me ask you this, though, Jonathan. I guess when race players like, for example, for the for us here in Las Vegas, since we can bet all the racetracks in the book, that a lot of the players are looking at racetracks like Oaklawn Park and Gulfstream Park. They're playing a little bit earlier than they normally do with the Southern California races being so anemic.
Well, let's be honest. Oaklawn every day offers you full. The results may not be great there, but at least the opportunities are good there. I mean, they have nothing but full fields, monster payoffs, especially in their pick fives. I mean, they just pay any amount, and people like an opportunity to make some money. And you're not going to make it in 5 and 6 horse fields, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know if you would term the payoffs aren't that great, because the people who do put those races.
Well, I said the payoffs are great. I said the results for players may not be
The results for some of the people who put those races together are just great. No doubt about it.
But how many people are hitting $20,000 and $30,000
big pot? That's absolutely true, and certainly nobody in this studio, that's for sure. But in any case, it's just nice to have a chance at making some money. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's all people want. Yeah. They want a fair shake, Ralph. They want full fields. You know, no one's making money in short fields. It's just not. And, nobody wants to see a $40 pick. Even the pick five yesterday at Gulfstream paid $80. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Got to ask you about, it was kind of like a nondescript race on a Thursday out at Gulfstream, but that fifth race, the Dale Roman's horse, Sorcerer's Silver, ran huge in the race. I like the way this horse, I read, and this was a big prohibitive favorite. I mean, he was odds on, but nevertheless, he put the horse on the lead, and then another horse, Longshot, was challenging him, and he was smart enough to take off of that horse and then re-rally and win going away. So he didn't get into a suicidal speed duel with the horse. But Saucer Silver won easily in the time of 109-1 for Dale Romans. This three-year-old might have a little bit of a future.
For sure. And the horse ran terrific first time out also. This horse, people knew about this horse, I guess, because this horse was heavily backed first time out. And by the way, Dale Romans is having a meet of meets because for years, he's shipped to Florida and had never had the success he had this year, but he's doing everything right. Every horse he's sending out is running lights out, and that was just another one. And that horse has a bright future, and stakes are certainly on the horizon.
Yeah, I think I was very much impressed with the fact of how the horse was, durable enough and responsive.
Yeah, he's able to take back, doesn't have one way of going. You know, you like horses like that. You don't want a horse that only could win on the lead or needs a setup. You know, this horse, but again, this horse just towered over the field and showed it yesterday.
Yeah, 260 looked like cattle on the ranch and money in the bank, but nevertheless.
Yeah, 260, yeah, that was the answer, yeah. 260.
But I got to tell you, though. That was the fifth race. It was the last race in the early pick five. Now, the late pick five, that started out the late pick five and with all the other favorites that came in that. As a matter of fact, your selection in the sequence of the late pick five was the highest priced winner at 840, and that's the one that paid 8260. But that 260 winner in the fifth race, which I've got, was the pivotal race for both pick fives, but it ended a pick five that paid $627 and change.
So that was good with a prohibitive favorite to get $600. Nothing wrong with that.
And the
obviously, some price horses earlier in the day. Otherwise, it could have never paid.
Well,
that,
Jonathan, I got to tell you, the highest priced winner in the sequence of the first four in that pick five, the highest priced winner paid $12 and change. So there must have been a couple of prohibitive favorites that went down the drain.
Right. When you beat short price horses, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's keep that in mind for some of the races that are going to look one-sided come tomorrow when we go over some of the races tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be a great card both at Oaklawn and at, at Gulfstream Park.
14 races at each track. They start early, 8:30 your time, I think, is first post for Gulfstream. Tomorrow.
Looking at Oaklawn Park, let's hope that the track stays fast. But if it comes up muddy, then it's got to be a different sway of handicapping, I would think.
Well, it's always like that, but they're calling for the rain to come Saturday night. Hopefully they get the card in before, you can't control the weather. It's Mother Nature. So whatever they have in mind for us, we're going to find out tomorrow. But I would go in assuming you're going to have a fast track because, again, the weather forecast is rain, but not till Saturday evening.
Well, let's hope it doesn't pick up pace, and that is right, because once they end a card on Saturday at Oaklawn Park, they have done their job on a fast track. All right. Well, you had two nice winners in a row here, buddy, and we got to keep the mojo going. So what are we doing for picks today?
All right, let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number 5, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Helen's Revenge. This is a 3-year-old filly who made her first start in New York last time out for Trina Linda Rice. She ran well. She draws a good outside box. She's listed at 3-1 on the morning line. I like number 7, Helen's Revenge, Jose Lascano for Linda Rice to win today's 5th race out at Aqueduct.
Oh, very potent team that together, Rice and Lascano. And then the 5th race, which is the anchor race in the first early pick 5 at Aqueduct and the early pick 4. In that 5th race, you like the 7, Helen's Revenge, 3-1 on the morning line with that very productive team of Lascano and Rice. And scratch the 2 horse, D's a Rocket, the 2 is out. So in that 5th race, you like the 7. Helen's Revenge to win the 5th at Aqueduct. Going to Gulfstream next?
Yeah, let's look at race number 6, a mile on the main track, which is one turn out of the chute. And I like the number 2 horse in here, War Commander, a 3-year-old colt from the Victor Barboza barn. Graduated last time out when returning to the dirt. Not much speed in this race. I think he's going to get aggressive here. Amicio Jaramillo aboard to ride 5-1 in the morning line. I like number 2, War Commander, to win today's 6th race out at Gulfstream.
6th race at Gulfstream. Again, number 2, War Commander. The 2 in the 6th at Gulfstream is your play. And then we'll finish it up in Southern California.
Let's look at the 7th race today, Ralph. It's a mile and a quarter down the hillside turf course. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Zalamo, a 5-year-old gelding from the Leonard Powell barn. I like the rider switch today to Umberto Rispoli. I like the fact that the horse tried the distance and has a second in his only try at this distance. Not everybody is getting a mile and a quarter, but number 8, Zalamo, certainly can. And that's who I like in today's 7th race out at Senate.
All right. 1 mile and a quarter on the green in the 7th race. Number 8, Zalamo, 5-1 on the morning line. The 8 horse in the 7th race at Santa Anita is your play. Full sheets today, folks. Jonathan has full handicapping sheets at Santa Anita, at Aqueduct, at Gulfstream, and at Oaklawn. And he'll be busy doing it for tomorrow as well. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. And, of course, we don't forget to go to his website for those picks. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. We are in the midst of the Sweet 16. And, of course, with the Sweet 16, we've got half of it done already, and the other half is going to be done today. And then we'll get to the Elite Eight in the college basketball tournament. We now go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, we got half of the Elite Eight done yesterday. The other half will be done today from the Sweet 16. And we're getting into really intense, some really good basketball.
Oh, it's really phenomenal basketball. I know the game that I gave out did not cover the spread, but Texas Tech was so courageous down the stretch, Ralph. They were down by 13 points with 4 minutes left in the game, and they did what St. John's was unable to do last week. They got stops, and they scored. and they eventually forced overtime and won the game by two.
Yeah, and it was interesting, too, because it went right down to the wire in the overtime 4 minutes of that game. And Arkansas had a chance to tie it again, but they didn't get the job done there, and Texas Tech moves on. Got some interesting contests today, and what say you?
Well, I'm going to take a dog today, Ralph. A game that I've got a lot of interest in is Mississippi and Michigan State. Those are two of the teams I have left in my future book, but they're playing each other. So one of them will advance, but the game I'm going to give out and play out of pocket is game 633-634, Michigan and Auburn. Auburn is the number one seed for the tournament. Mm-hmm. Michigan's plus 8.5. I love the coaching, what I would consider a mismatch. Dusty May, he took Florida Atlantic to the Final Four a couple years ago, then was hired away from Michigan. He's done a great job rebuilding the roster, and Auburn is just loaded with NBA-type players. But I think Dusty May as a coach will figure out a way to keep this game close, maybe even pull off the upset. Michigan. 8.5.
Well, Michigan is one of the hot teams during the tournament, right? Going into the tournament, too.
Yeah, they won the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. They actually beat Michigan State. Uh-huh. And they've got some size, Ralph. They got two big kids that can guard the basket. So even though Auburn is very athletic, I think they're going to be contested anyway in the paint.
I got to tell you, I think the most important thing out of all of college basketball is the fact that you better have your team being able to make free throws. That is absolutely important to winning games.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you think about the end of the game with Arkansas, they did miss a couple of big front ends of the 1-1. And when that happens, you basically lose two free throws because you don't even get to shoot the second one.
And I think I forgot what game it was yesterday that the one of the teams got in foul trouble early. With like 14 minutes left of the second period, the other team was already going to the line when they got fouled.
Yeah, that certainly matters. Is if you accumulate fouls early in a half, and then the other team goes to the free throw line. You know, of all the four games yesterday, the most spectacular performance was by Alabama. Oh. They made 25 three-pointers, Ralph. That's got to be a record.
It is.
College, maybe even pro, just unbelievable.
It was a new college basketball tournament record. They I think they beat out Loyola that held the record at 21. So they whizzed right by that. That was an amazing game to see, because every time they launched one, you figured, well, you know, sooner or later they got to get a little cold. But boy, they were just dropping. They were dropping three pointers like crazy. We'll wait and see if there's a little bit of a hangover over that in the next meeting. I guess they play tomorrow, right?
Yeah, they play tomorrow. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind, it's awful hard to shoot that kind of percentage from 3 points two games in a row.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait and see. It's always exciting, that's for sure. And, of course, we got that new tournament that's happening here in Las Vegas just about the time that the final will be playing for the basketball tournament. So that'll be great. Some new twists to not only college basketball and, of course, football. We got the USFL starting with a game tonight. It's kind of never ending anymore.
Yeah, I haven't taken a look at the UFL rosters, but I know when I handicapped the league in the prior years, the first thing I look at is who the heck's playing quarterback, because if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to move the football in any level of football. So I want to see who's throwing.
All I know is their timing as far as launching their season might have been a little bit off, because with the college basketball going tonight, we got two games right in the face, right in the teeth of the football opener. The opener is tonight on Fox TV. Don't know if there's going to be a lot of people watching the football game outside of the people who are really football aficionados.
Yeah, but, you know, one good thing about the UFL is they did succeed, Ralph, in their mantra, and the fact that a lot of the kids were able to get NFL contracts.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It's a developmental league, and you get a lot of young kids who see playing time, And in the NFL, it's a survival of the fittest. The attrition rate of injuries is so incredible in a 17-game season. They're looking for players to fill the roster the second half of the year, and a lot of these UFL kids got a chance.
Yeah, no, there's not even a question about that. There's a lot of this is probably the most productive type of feeder into the NFL that has ever been. And so I think it'll succeed, but maybe off a little bit off with the timing with the premiere, the opening of the season there. Anyhow, we are back to talking horse racing, and hopefully you'll take a good look at those Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks preps for a thought or two for us tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll try to find the price play. I did real good with Chunk of Gold last week. Let's see if we can find one to run big at a big price. As far as a horse for today, Ralph, let's go to the final race at Santa Anita, Mile on the Grass. This pick of mine is the 3, Giaro. The main reason is Umberto Rispoli picks up the mount for Leonard Powell. It's a good combination. This horse has been ridden by an apprentice the last few times out, and I really think a huge rider upgrade, and Rispoli from the 3 post should be able to save some ground, might be able to finish. This is a real lackluster group anyway. Let's go with the 3, Giaro. It's 6-1 in the 9th, Ralph.
9th and final today at Santa Anita, number 3, Giaro, the 3, Rich Ang's play. Don't forget, Richie has a full sheet of handicapping for Santa Anita right now today at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're wrapping it up, as we always do, with John and Jerry, so don't go away. John Lindo is next.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Saturday night, we'll have a pick six carryover of more than $55,000. And with the new money to be wagered, the total pool could be around $175,000. It's a big Saturday night of racing at Los Alamitos. We're all about the horse players. With a pick six carryover of more than $55,000 at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. Let's go out to Southern California with John Lindo, standing by. John, have you gone just crazy with all that handicapping you got to do for all those races tomorrow?
I'm gaining on it, Ralph. I'm just about there. Just have to wait for conditions and whatever changes happen. You know, something always happens in this business.
Well, how is it in Southern California right now?
It's beautiful. The sun's out today. It's been a little foggy in the morning, but it's clear this morning. It'll be nice and warm today. So we'll be fast and firm as Santa Anita today for sure.
All right. Well, let's take a check at the jockey trainer standings right now at Santa Anita.
All right. As far as the jockeys go, Juan Hernandez is the leader. He's got 43 wins. I had a typo on my sheet. Flavian Prada is second. He's got 42. He's one back. And Umberto Rispoli is third with 33 winners. As far as the trainers go, Mark Glad is still the leading trainer. He's got 27 wins. Bob Baffert second with 23. And a two-way tie for third. Jeff Mullins has 19, and so does Michael McCarthy.
Well, you know what? Glatt has been, he's kind of risen to the top there as far as always competing for the top spot in the trainer standings the last couple of years, huh?
He has. He's got a pretty good number of horses in his barn and all kinds of different levels, and he's done a really good job. He still claims a few from time to time, and he's got the young horses, so he's got a lot of the divisions covered, and that's what you have to do to be leading trainer.
And I imagine that he's probably training a lot of horses that people bet, which probably adds to the tally for the favorites.
Well, favorites are holding steady, Ralph. They are, for the meet, they are 189 for 415. That's 45.5% with 2 weeks left in this winter champions meet. And I can't believe it's held steady this long for this many months.
You're not kidding, because I can't believe it either. But we'll take a look at see what happens in the next couple of weeks before we get to Los Alamitos down the road. In any case, we've got a nine race card today at Santa Anita. What about tomorrow? How many races and what's the post time?
10 race card tomorrow. We stay at the 1 o'clock first post time. So between the 14 at Gulfstream, the 14 at Oaklawn, and 10 at Santa Anita, it's going to be a busy Saturday.
38 races, if I calculate that right. And I'm sure we can try.
What do we got? 10 or 11 at Aqueduct as well.
I know. It's going to be a day where you either got to get lucky early or you're going to be hitting the ATM, one of the two. In any case, let's try to keep them away from the ATM with a little bit of a bankroll builder today. Did Linda report for today's racing at Santa Anita that features selections in all the races, a suggested late pick four, and a suggested coast-to-coast pick five with the Gulfstream Park today is available on one comprehensive sheet with all that goody information that we just talked about as well. And that Linda report is available here today, as it is every day that he publishes the Linda report at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, the only place you can get it in this famous gaming capital of the world is at the South Point Racebook, the Linda report, free of charge, complimentary to the race players, because they love race players here, simply put. All right, John, what are we doing today?
Let's go down to the eighth race at Santa Anita today. And, Ralph, there's a lot of speed in here. Number one, See Through It. Number two, Bartholdi. Both sprinters by trade. They're not proven around two turns. So this 1 mile could be a little bit dicey late. I think it falls into a good race shape for number seven, American Admiral, coming off a little layoff. This may be one of the biggest horses on the track. He's just a big, huge gelding who grinds along. He runs well fresh. Gets Lasix back today, dropping out of graded stakes. And I think he just falls in the trip. He sits behind the speed, and if they come back, he wins. If they don't, then he'll pick up a check. But I think the race is the right race shape for him. So 4-1 on the program, number seven, American Admiral, race number eight, Santa Anita.
All right, the eighth race, of course, nine races today. The eighth race at Santa Anita is John Lindo's play, the seven-horse American Admiral, for all those reasons. Kazuchi Kimura aboard. Glad to see he's back in action. And the eighth race, the seven-horse John Lindo's play. And, John, I got to tell you, between you, Jonathan Hardoon, and Rich Eng, you guys set me up for a late pick three, a Sirocco late pick three. Jonathan Hardoon in the seventh race came with the eight. You in the eighth race came with the seven. And Richie in the ninth race came with the three. So the late pick three, and maybe even a couple of rolling late doubles there, seventh, eighth, and ninth races on the race day handicappers for today. We'll wait and see if we can end up the day in a big way there at Santa Anita. John, I know that this weekend, of course, we're concentrating on Gulfstream Park and at Oaklawn Park with the big Derby prep races there. But it's not going to be too far in the future, like just a week from Saturday, when we get to Southern California and get to the Santa Anita Derby, etc., and the Santa Anita Oaks. Looking ahead, I know that journalism worked out the other day, and I know Bob Baffert's working his horses, but what does it look like for the Santa Anita Derby? Is it coming together pretty well?
You know, it's been kind of quiet. We're still waiting for Bob Baffert. I know Citizen Bull is probable. Journalism's going to be probable. So that's going to limit the field size. We don't know what Barnes is going to do yet. My gut feeling, he'll work those horses over this weekend. I'm thinking maybe Barnes goes to the Bluegrass Stakes or the Wood, and he's got Rodriguez for one of those other races too, but I don't think he's going to run all three at Santa Anita. I think only one of those three will show up, and I think it's going to be Citizen Bull, and then we'll have to see who's brave enough to take on horses like Journalism and Citizen Bull in that race.
I got to tell you that it was interesting that I read a news item that Barnes did not work well with blinkers on, yet Bob Baffert has decided to keep the blinkers on Barnes.
He worked without the blinkers the last 2 weeks, Ralph, and he was out work the last two times. So they're leaving the blinkers on for the race. So they tried to fiddle with it in the morning, maybe to try and take some speed out of him, but he just didn't look the same. So I would expect this weekend the blinkers will be on for this final work before the Santa Anita Derby, and we'll get a little better read on where he's at with that horse.
Well, I got news for you. That reporter that reported that got it wrong, because he said that he's keeping the blinkers on even after the bad workout. And so then he worked out without the blinkers, but they're going to keep the blinkers on for the next start.
Right. They were trying to fine tune it. They decided, well, that's not going to work, and they're going back to plan A, which they had before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can watch all these works at xbtv.com and pick up these things. So, you know, you watch these workouts, make your notes, and see what they're doing.
Okay. Well, we will certainly keep that in mind as we move into next week. But first things first, we've got those two big days tomorrow. And you'll have a full sheet for both Oaklawn and Gulfstream.
Yeah, I'll do all three, Santa Anita, Oaklawn, and Gulfstream. They're all set to go, basically. So looking forward to it, and I'll get in early and stay late.
Well, I would imagine that you might want to check with Jonathan Hardoon, get some of those handicapping vitamins for your work tomorrow as well. All three reports will be here at the South Point as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm ready to go, and then we'll do that Rainbow Six on Sunday at Gulfstream, because that's the last day of their champions meet. There'll be a mandatory payout there Sunday.
You got to get back to work, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by with his Tiger Woods hat on there, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm getting in a good golf mood right now.
Okay, so, all right.
Well, you know, my Giants, I got Russell Wilson. The first time that Giants had a quarterback that can actually play for a long time. So that'll be fun. And now my boy Jordan Spieth is taken off this week so he can be ready for the Masters. I like that. I think that's pretty interesting. He needs to get something fixed.
Like horses, sometimes the athletes need to be freshened up as well. It worked fine for Kyle Frey. Remember, he was getting sour, and he took off for a while, and he's come back, and he's been riding great in Southern California. Okay, well, you got picks for both racetracks, Aqueduct and Santa Anita. So
I do.
We'll go to Aqueduct first.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to the third race. We have She's an Arctic Queen, the 1A. The other half of the entry has been scratched. So it's the 1 or the 1A. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's interesting. Robert Johnston claimed this horse from Robert Tross after it had been dropped down, and he keeps it at the same $10,000 level. But I think the last race was really a difficult race for the horse, and you know, I'm just going to throw out the bad finish, and I think he's going to run fine today. I'll take the 1A over the 267, reverse 267 over the 1A, but it's all about the 1A. She's an Arctic Queen, race number 3 today.
All right, let's hope the Arctic Queen gets hot today and wins the third race, number 1A, the 1, if you're betting it as far as parimutuel tickets are concerned, the 1 over the 267 and reverse third race at Aqueduct. Santa Anita.
You know, I found this a little bit of an odd card. I thought it was a great card. I have top-out keys all over the place.
Okay.
But the only featured play I have is a strange one. It's Smoke'em Hot Girl, the 3-horse in the 6th race, who was a first-time starter. And, you know, I don't go by workouts. I don't go by, you know, people calling me on the telephone, I got a hot horse. I never do that sort of stuff.
Okay.
But this field is so bad that this doesn't have to be a great horse to run over them. And at 8-1, say anything down to 7-2 is a very fair price. I think 3-1 or better, this horse should be bet.
All right.
So it's a filly, first-time starter. We don't know much about her, but we do know that she has 4 legs. So we'll take the 3 over the 1-2, reverse 1-2 over the 3. But it's all about the 3 in race number 6.
You are right. You have several pop-out keys and other notations as far as star horses, but this feature play that you have on the sheet is not a star horse. It's not a V horse, and it isn't a pop-out key, but that's why you just explained why you have it. And so in the 6th race, you like the 3 over the 1 and 2 only, 3 over 1, 2, and reverse. The 3's the key in the 6th race. All right. Power pages for all of Aqueduct and all of Santa Anita are available at jerryjspowerpage.com. Check them out, folks. And in the meantime, Jerry has just simply one more thing to say to wrap this up. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.